Okay, so this is the tree board meeting on the 18th of March. And this is Heather Taylor. Each person say your name and then when you make a comment, if it's not clear, or especially when we go to like make a motion or a second, feel free to throw your name. Real quick, everyone shout your name so Jennifer can hear your voice.
Keith Roper.
Brandon Henderson.
Sarah Stetler. Barbara Allen.
Tyler West.
And Jennifer Tyler West is filling in, subbing for Mike Higgins. So, and that's it. Oh, and then not present is Brian Plummer. They are in the middle of their like retreat that he told us about.
They're just in the other room.
Yeah, I think so. And okay. Sarah, would you be willing, or Keith, either one of you guys, would you be willing to pull up the text of, did I send the agenda via text or did I not get a response from you guys and just email? Okay, yeah, would anybody be willing to pull that up and just help me so that I'm not trying to do two things at once? Thanks. Okay, so first was vouchers first, wasn't it?
Business items, review additions to proposed Circle General Plan, and then compile a list of addresses for tree vouchers. So it's the second item. Do you want
us
to be in order?
Yeah, except I just realized I think I'll forget minutes if we don't do it first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So does anybody have any amendments to make to the minutes? No. Okay. I motion that we accept the minutes as written, and that's Heather Taylor.
I second the motion. Sarah Stetler.
Thank you. Okay, and then what's first?
We'll have to approve that or no? Is that not something that we have to say?
Let's do it just in case.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Yeah, eyes all around. Thanks.
Okay, so what did you say?
Yeah, what's first on the agenda?
Okay, review additions to the proposed Centerville General Plan.
Oh, okay. I rewrote it. Okay, so actually let's do vouchers while I pull that up.
Okay.
And then I'll put it up on the screen. And I need to send that. So we'll start talking about it when I actually pull it up. Sorry. Let's go to vouchers. Thank you for this list. Barbara has given us a list here of four houses and 10 vouchers from those four houses. That's so awesome. Thank you. And then Brandon had five
vouchers, one house.
And
I have two houses with Sarah. Four vouchers altogether.
That is amazing. Okay, so Brandon, yours is in the text, and then
it's easier to remember Dave Matthews.
And then Sarah has two. Here, I'm going to write these down. Barbara, Sarah, you take two. And then Brandon, you go back here. And will you guys just add them to this list? And then I'm going to look through my notes really fast.
Thank you.
And just see if that was. Oh, and I do have. I did get from Mark, the standard form letter of that they sent to people for vouchers. So just as a reminder, here's what he'd written me. They mail to each house the standard form letter that explains the scope of the project, and the mail is sent certified, so they confirm that each resident received it. He waits typically 2 to 3 weeks to give them an opportunity to respond before they remove trees. The ones who do keep their trees, there was no contract, they just have a conversation, and it's usually even in the form of correspondence, so maybe there's some documentation, like via email, where they have denied the city permission to remove the tree and fix the trip hazard. If the property owners had any questions, I would refer them to the municipal code. If there were any accident claims filed at the property, I would defer to our legal counsels for the specifics on the liability. So I think that might be the liability conversation with the homeowner is maybe just not happening at all, is a thought that I have. Maybe they don't know that's something that they are potentially on the hook for. Technically, I believe every resident is potentially on the hook as is, even if this didn't happen. But I feel like the way that a lot of us thought it was going down was if somebody kept their trees when they were on a streets project and they were told that this is a hazard, we thought that they were being informed, you are taking on this liability unless the city just chooses to be nice. And now it makes me think, I don't think they even know that. I don't think that's a conversation that's happening. So I think that's really important that our city council know that, and then they decide what they want to do about that.
This is Barbara. I think if they haven't got anything in writing, they can't make the homeowner be liable for anything if they haven't gotten a contract or anything.
Yeah, that would certainly be my argument for the homeowner.
Sure.
Okay, so we're going to get this list sent to him. I'm just going to dig really quickly. Sorry that I wasn't 10 minutes ahead of this, so give me just a second. I just want to see. We talked about it over several months. Okay, you've got, sorry, Sarah, you have the list in front of you. So 1826, 1837, 1850, and 19. Okay, sorry, of those first three, 1826, 1837, and 1850, are they on that list already?
1837, I don't see.
Okay, 1837 is, if I didn't say that, that's what I meant to say, and 1826.
I never could contact 1826.
Yeah, we have a not home on that one. So will you at like the very bottom on the back, I don't mean to make you the secretary, I hope that doesn't feel insulting.
On the back.
Put the final houses that if anybody in the next like 3 days gets to them, we will. Okay, so 1826 on 400 West, two trees.
Okay.
And then 1850 on 400 West. That one says three trees, but I don't have a not home, so check first if that's.
I got 1850 on 410 West.
I've got 400 West, but I'll bet
1850 on 410 West.
Okay, and the other one's 414, so they're both just the first house on the corner.
Oh, 1850, yeah, on
1950. And I got both of those.
Yeah, on 1950 I have a house number 410 that has four trees, and then I have a house number 385 that has not home.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the one Brandon got?
Is that the one you got, Brandon?
Yeah, 385, that's the one.
Okay, great. So maybe the only one, and you do have 1850 on there?
Mm-hmm. It's on four. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the address was, so 414 West, 1850 North. Okay, you do have that. So the only one we don't have is
1825, 400 West. And then, sorry, one more to check.
25 or 26.
Sorry, 26. Thank you. Catch that. And then
1826. Is that the one I had?
No. 385 West.
1826, I did get a hold of them. And they were not interested in discussing any further.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you. So cross that one off. And then what about 2127? And you guys are awesome. Okay, I think that means that was all the houses. I think that was all the houses. The one way for me to confirm is I would either look in my phone or find, you know, where I talked to Mark Marchin and he gave me the houses. So I'll check that when we get a second, but I want to make you guys wait. Awesome. Okay, that's vouchers.
Okay.
So I'll go to that one house and then send an email to Mark Marchant this week.
Okay. Which house is that?
Nope, no house.
I was going to say, didn't we confirm?
Because we wrote that one and then we crossed it off.
1826.
Because you crossed it off. And then that final house you had. Okay, then
so
I'll just send an email.
Okay, I'll finish this and I'll give it to you.
Thank you so much. Cool. That will be done to have that done.
Okay, Arbor Day planning discussion. Do you want to do that now or do you want to review additions to the Centerville general plan?
Yeah, let's go into Arbor Day because my computer was being really slow, but we'll just see. I see it right here. Let's see how fast it pulls up. What I did was the one that I took home. Last month we wordsmithed a plan, wrote it up. Actually, I'm just going to read it to you guys. We sent it through AI to get some feedback. It gave us, it smoothed out some things and added some nice transitions, but then when I took it home and looked at it, I felt like it was repetitive, and in several places I felt like it actually put A with B and A with B, and I want A with A and B with B. So I just kind of reorganized and then shortened it significantly by the time I was done. And I was going to send it on to the city council without you guys, because I figured it was, I mean, its intent is so similar to what we went through. But in the meantime, they paused the conversation about the general plan and moved on to their finances. So I held this so we could show it to you guys. And then if everybody's okay with it, then I'll send it to them.
Okay.
And maybe it would be easier for you to get feedback if you, I will speak it right now once and then email it to everybody. And then in the next one day, if anybody wants to give me any feedback, we can. So it says, one of Centerville's defining, so as a reminder, what this paragraph is supposed to be accomplishing is we felt like the whole general plan really never mentioned trees in any way that was to the point that we were hoping it to be. And we did add a half a sentence here and a phrase there into the 10 goals. I haven't heard yet back whether those made it or didn't make it. But then we felt like, can't there be something that's just about trees or the beauty of trees or that we care? And in that paragraph, we also would tell developers that we want them to look at our urban forestry guide. Okay, here's what it says. One of Centerville's defining qualities is its longstanding natural beauty. Many of our historic trees predate the city's founding, and generations of residents have taken pride in cultivating attractive landscapes that reflect this heritage. Because living landscape and especially tree canopies provide significant environmental, economic, and social benefits, we are dedicated to protecting, maintaining, and expanding Centerville's urban forest for generations to come. That's the first paragraph, and then here's the second paragraph, which is the final paragraph. This preserving and enhancing the landscape of Centerville requires a holistic approach, colon. Residents, businesses, city staff, and developers all play a vital role. As part of our water conservation efforts, we support transitioning toward drought-tolerant landscaping with an emphasis on living landscapes over rock or other hardscapes whenever possible. Development projects will consult the Centerville City Tree Board's Urban Forestry Guide to ensure alignment with the city's long-term vision. End. That's the end. If you have comments now, you're welcome to give them. And otherwise, I know for me it's easier to edit when I'm looking at something.
Barbara here. I have a question. Where in the general plan would these two paragraphs be placed?
We had not picked a spot yet.
Okay.
It would, if anybody would be willing to go look at it, again, I'd like to have this moved in the next 3 or 4 days, but if anybody would go look at it, I used to have it all pulled up right now, but I don't.
I ask because I can't quite see where it would
go.
I reviewed the plan.
And didn't see a good place.
Yeah.
I was more familiar with it 3 months ago than I am right now. Is there a water conservation section?
Yeah, the end. It might even be the last section.
Yeah, it is towards the end. Even though the benefit of trees and tree canopies, there is a lot of benefit economically, and there is a section about economics or about like developments or something. And then there is that section that is about transportation, and we also know that it helps people drive safer, and we could stick it there. But I feel like because the entire plan is kind of floating on the back of moderate income housing and water conservation being the two mandates from the state, I wonder if we should try for the water conservation section because of the emphasis that it's getting. But you're right, no place makes it probably, in my opinion, I want it right up at the front in kind of the intro.
Yeah, it's almost an. What you just read to me is almost an introductory type of statement.
Who makes that decision?
Before it goes
The city council would just approve whatever or not approve what we asked for. So certainly it would have been smart for us to pick. We actually did start the conversation that way, saying where would it go, and then let's write it. So maybe what we should have asked for is two sentences in this section and two sentences in this section, but then we just started writing.
Well, in reading the plan, I noticed a lot of repetition.
Yeah,
maybe
certainly.
We could put it in more than one place. Or, you know, the idea of it.
Reference that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We should at least go for the water conservation section. Yes, it is at the end, but at least it's in there.
And or the introduction. I kind of would love to see it squeezed into the introduction somewhere. The introduction talks about Centerville as a historic small town, you know, feel-good kind of place, and it fits there.
So the way we've got it written, it would not be that hard. It's almost written, first paragraph, intro, second paragraph, water.
True.
I mean, I transitioned between the paragraphs very intentionally, but I could split them. So, okay, maybe I'll go in, or one of you guys will go into city council, and we could present this, and then say, mm-hmm. if you want it in these two sections, but we'd really like it, you know, wherever we'd like mm-hmm. it. Do people have the time in the next 3 days to look at the plan and give your vote as to where it should go? Or do you want to take the time right now? We could pull it up right now and everybody could just scan through it. Okay. Which would you prefer?
What else is on the agenda?
Actually, yeah.
Arbor Day.
The Arbor Day needs some.
Urban Forestry Guide.
Yeah, we got to do those.
So yeah, let's.
Yeah, we got to do.
See if we can do the next. I mean, when's the deadline?
Well, they don't know for sure when this is going back on their schedule. They don't currently have an agenda written up for, I think it is the first week in April, but they don't yet have an agenda decided. Mm-hmm. Let me just check really quick with the text that I have with Jennifer. April 7th hasn't been specifically scheduled. It could potentially be on the sketch session that night, but they don't know for sure. So we could say we have a week and a half, mm-hmm. but. Okay?
Okay, I can read through. I mean, I need to read through it more thoroughly. So I could do that.
Okay. Tyler, this is where, look alive, Tyler, here we come. I'm so sorry, let me explain to my, I'm in my tree board meeting, can you talk to somebody else? Love you, bye. So, I had a really great conversation with Bruce Cox. He had some good feedback and suggestions when I was throwing out to him, like I was trying not to bother him too much with some of our like July 4th ideas, for example, for the Arbor Day stuff, and then he was kind of throwing out stuff, and so I kept sharing ideas with him, and he was bouncing back things, and it was really helpful. So, does everybody know, and please put it on your calendars, that Saturday, March 28th, in the morning sometime, do you know when that will be the tree planting with that Tree Utah group?
I do not have it.
Okay. So Tree Utah is a nonprofit tree promoting group that own a nursery and sugar house, and they have arborists, and they recommend good trees for Utah, and they do events, and they are donating trees and time, and they're going to come out and plant some free trees for us in Community Park. And that is on March 28th, and it's going to be somewhere between 9 a.m. and noon. And if you had to guess, Bruce said maybe 10, but he is waiting to hear back from the woman with them. As her name is Amy May, and he's waiting to hear back from Amy May an exact time. And he said when he knows it, he will tell me, and I'll tell you, and it'd be great if we can go. Now, it isn't going to be a lot of pomp and circumstance. It's just going to be some planting. However, so meaning, it's not like we need to invite a bunch of people, but if you talk to anyone who has said, yeah, I'd like to know how to plant a tree, or I don't know how to plant trees, this would be a great thing for them to come to and let them watch. I mean, they could participate potentially, but for sure they could watch and see how trees
are planted. Have they communicated where at Community Park will be?
Yeah, it's over on, do you know better than I know? I believe it's over on the south end of that new-ish, so over by the frontage road on the south end. So what's nice about that is it'll actually cast shade onto the grass,
yeah.
As opposed to where some of the trees have been.
Eventually.
And yeah, eventually. And they are doing a site walkthrough about 1 week before that to come and take a look at it. And
from my understanding, it was going to go where the two fields are. There's a dip, so it's going to go on the crest of that.
So do you mean then running north and south?
Yeah.
Okay, the way my kid described it, I thought he meant running east to west.
He may have understood that, but I was out there with them when
okay.
we talked about it.
So, this
so he might he
accurate.
Wasn't with us. So
okay. So it will shade the hill sitting onlookers of the soccer field.
Yeah, that's
okay.
kind of what they thought.
Okay. And then there's a sidewalk right there?
Yeah, the walking path is there.
On
is there
it's,
a walking path that
all
runs west.
The way around? So
yeah.
that's going to go in
okay.
between.
Okay.
It's just
yeah.
grass.
So it's only
east
on
to west,
field.
It's like halfway.
Okay. Okay. And one of the ideas that he had that I thought was super smart was that we could invite people who live on Summerhill Lane, the new development area, because what he said was that a lot of those people don't have landscaping and need landscaping, so it'd be cool to invite them to come see how to plant a tree. I thought that was a great idea. We could, like, you know, print off something simple and then just run tape to all their doors and be done with it. We can come back around to that, because I just want to tell you all the ideas. So then that is, oh, interestingly, when Bruce talked to City Council, they then chose to, like, you know, our city council has to make an official motion about Arbor Day in order to stay a Tree City, Utah city. And so I didn't think this was necessary. I didn't hear about it until after it already happened. But they basically made it, like, March 28th is our official Arbor Day
right.
observation and our observance. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But it's more like that was just a tree planting, which we're going to kind of piggyback on and then move forward all the way through July 4th, and they can, you know, we can call it whatever we want, but fine. So FYI, that's officially in the books that March 28th is our observance of that.
So the ask is that we attend and just kind of support, or
yep.
are we like, we bring in shovels?
I think that you do not need to bring shovels, but you might want to wear work clothes and gloves. And then if they want you to help, I do have a tool that I really love to use when I'm trying to carve away to find the flare at the bottom. You know how there's always that little root dirt shoved on the top, and I have to. And so I probably will bring that tool, and that's it. But I think Bruce made it sound like they were going to have a couple of shovels. But I will be talking to him again before then.
Roughly how many trees did you say?
Is it like 8?
I think it's at least that. It might be more.
I thought it was in that range.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's probably somewhere in that range.
Yeah. When I talked to Bruce, it made it sound like he was trying to find out what they were going to offer, and then if we felt like we needed to bring something to the table, and if so, how much. So I didn't think it was like fully set in yet.
They already decided what type of trees.
I think that there's a range that Bruce has been offered from them, and then they're going to make that decision 1 week in advance when they do like a site check.
Would it behoove them for us to chime in on that?
I told him to invite me. He said he would. I think that'd be great if you want to come.
In terms of
the one
decision
week.
Of...
Yeah. I told him I would be a quiet observer And then just be listening, because I feel like the tree Utah people probably know what they're talking about. But I feel like if you stood
there
and heard them say something that you thought, like, could I? Because Bruce is real workable.
Okay.
So if you want to be there, you should be there. But I agree that it's probably going to be.
When they're going to get there.
No, he said he was going to. It's going to be one. Okay. He's pretty sure it's 1 week ahead.
Okay, so Saturday.
And so we're getting there soon. And he told me as soon as he had a day, he'd call me. Yeah. So I better send him a text.
Yeah.
Actually, will you? That's why you're here. Will you please let Bruce know that if he has a date and time scheduled for the 1 week in advance site check with Tree Utah, that we would like him to let me know?
It'd be great if we got a little influence there.
And then same with the time for the 28th. Thank you. Okay. I'm gonna skip. I'm gonna skip forward to the booth.
Video magnet.
To the. What, is it a hornet?
No, it's yellow jacket.
Kind of, it's not a bee. It's like a one of those leaf bugs. Brown. Cousin to the box elder. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so let's talk about July 4th. What we want to happen at that booth. And then that will help us backtrack to what do we want to do between now and then. So one of the things we talked about was having a list there that said, like, will you plant a tree this year? And it could be something like 250 trees or a tree that your grandchildren can enjoy, right? We talked about some different ideas for that, but basically a list. We could even go through the extra trouble of having little signs there so that if they sign their name, they get to take a sign. It's got little stakes in it. They can stick it in their yard, and it says something like, you know, it was going to say, like, tree number one out of 250, something tree like number that. Six out of 250, something cute. Or, you know, tree number six. Like for our grandchildren, right? Some kind of concept.
I love that. I'm like 100% on board with that.
And the signs as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's me, but yeah.
Yeah. And we were saying that we have the budget. I mean, we have some budget, right? We have $500 that we haven't spent yet that runs out, I think it's like July 1st. So it would be a perfect time for us to spend a bunch of money. Now we've got the money, well, a bunch, but you know, we've got the money. I feel like if I did that, I wouldn't feel uncomfortable if we get 70 and not 250.
Right.
Like, instead of it feeling like we are planting 250 trees, it's help us reach our goal, and then we get what we get.
Right.
So that's one thing I like about that. One idea is, this was Bruce's idea, was if we really emphasize the, like, a tree that our grandchildren could, you know, climb on or whatever we choose to say, that he said we could ask Scott Seidler. Seidler? Do you remember if it's Seidler? Scott that was in this.
Seidler.
I thought it was Seidler.
I don't
know. Anyway, Scott's an arborist, and he took a lot of pride in this being on this board. He was integral to many years of it, and Bruce said, I'll bet Scott already has some legacy heritage trees picked out in Centerville and probably even has some really good pictures on them already. And so we could post that picture there and say something like, this tree is estimated
and
to be what,
like,
might be your role
in the community, and they're like, oh, I know where that tree is.
So that was an idea. He also suggested we could maybe consider burying a time capsule if we're kind of going for this, like, for your grandchildren concept. He said, I wouldn't bury it close to a tree, but, you know, like, that kind of an idea. Then we also talked about maybe having, like, ask a tree expert, and we'd have a USU or some other.
We could get them.
We could also get Tree Utah to come, maybe. I do think that it would be very smart of us to have, like, you know how we were saying what was frustrating about, we had this new idea to replace the art show of, like, a day in the park where you ask the expert and you learn about trees and maybe there's art happening and whatnot, and then I brought a concern to the table of maybe nobody will come because you don't have Santa Claus there and you don't have your kids singing in the choir there. Anyway, if we're going to have an event, I think it would be very smart if we have a date and a time and a sign ready at the July 4th booth, so that if that's going to be our best chance to hit as many people as possible, they have a sign up there, or a sign letting them know, or a QR code, or whatever, saying, and also we have this thing in September, right? So if anything else is going to happen on the tree board's goal, like if we wanted to have a planting session, or a, I don't care, right? So I'm not saying we need to, but if we are going to, let's make sure we have a sign ready by July 4th. We could have the handout, of course, of our tree guide, tree care, and then the awards idea, the idea of, like, is there a yard or a tree that we wanted to honor? Did you make this for that?
Uh-huh.
That looks really nice.
Yeah, and we pass around a paper encouraging people to join the tree board, but
nobody signed up.
We talked to a couple
we
people.
Did talk, yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
They were
that.
More interested in what was being presented on, so which is fine.
That's fine.
We were there.
I have a guy that would be spectacular, but he can only meet on Mondays. Mm-hmm. So we would just have to decide if we want to move all of us to Mondays.
He wants to be on. He wants to be on.
I would do that.
Mondays work for me.
There you go. Okay. It works for you.
We might do it. Yeah, it could work for me.
And Michael.
Yeah, I'll check with Michael. Will you put that on your list? Oh, no, I'll just put it in our text with him. That is super cool. So I love that. I love that that was there. And so I think that would be cool if we could have this at the July 4th thing, but then also between now and then, we pick some winners,
right.
We give them awards, we have pictures,
right.
Some cute little ribbon, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
We have to keep in mind when will the yard be pretty for pictures, and so probably right now some blossoms are coming on, and then the green leaves,
yeah.
And maybe we need to go look at the yard and see what they're
selling features on. This might be a year when magnolia trees don't freeze. So we could get some
good
right
good
now.
Idea. So that's something that I want to spend just like 3 more minutes on, is how would you guys like to organize that aspect, the nominate a yard thing? Is it, you wrote, nominate a beautiful yard or tree. I think that's great. Is it just up to each of us to just drive around and find some and pick them, and nobody even knows that there was a nomination because we just picked the first round, and then after that people can nominate each other.
That would be the most efficient if we want to start with that.
It could be like, you know that thing in Halloween where you give someone, like, you, what is it called, to boo someone? Or like,
oh, yeah.
And then they have to pass it to someone else.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, you've been nominated, now you need to take this and put it on someone's door and make them nominate someone else. And they have to reach out to us in order to get on our list.
Way to make it automatic, Sarah.
I mean, I'm just sure. I just came to my mind. I don't know. Would it work? Would people do it?
That would save us a lot of legwork.
It would. I don't know if people would do it. Certainly. Generally, the people who have a gorgeous yard are willing to put in time on a project.
We could say, we recognize your beautiful yard or your tree. You're on our list. Of whatever, nominate a neighbor or a friend in the community, and they can be on our list too, something like that.
Are we going to put a picture of this accomplishment on our website so
that
we can refer them to that? I think that would light up people.
Either that or the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And
then we don't have to go knocking on people's doors.
Then they need to notify us when they pick a new yard, and we come out and take a good picture,
mm-hmm.
and we get it on the website, and then we give them what? Do we give them anything, or is it just you got your picture is on the? That'd be fine.
It's kind of ribbon.
Yeah, we could give them some. I think we should give them some.
And is it
like a prized hog? Not a tree. The blue ribbon tree.
Yeah.
The green ribbon tree.
Green ribbon. Oh, Heather made some good green ribbons.
I did make
year.
Some green ribbons.
She can make some more.
Probably at 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay, let's turn all that into some action items right now. Like, somebody needs to
make
us...
Like, our goal is to have, like, what, maybe 3-4 before the 4th of July event, so we can have pictures of it up and then just continue it through the year? What are we thinking?
Yeah, I would kind of like, if we want them to pass it along, I'd probably go 6 or 8.
Yeah.
It's a big city when you're just picking one yard or one tree.
We'll think we can get, I guess.
Yeah.
So everyone get at least one individually.
Okay.
Come to the table.
So all of us take a half. Let them know, hey, you've been nominated, or whatever. How are you going
to
say that?
Yeah, we do need to come up with.
Not nominated, but we recognize.
So you've been selected.
Yeah, you've been selected from well qualified.
And then maybe when we ask them to pass it on, we tell them they're nominating someone.
We could use the verbiage that we're going to put in the city plan. That's lovely verbiage, and say that you exemplify this tradition of Centerville City. Thank you for carrying it forward, a token of our appreciation and recognition.
Token, I love that. That's good.
One thing that when I read this, that stands out to me is, like, I think of my neighbor's yard who has beautiful grass. It looks like a golf course. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Neffs, who live right next to the community park, you probably see it walking by, a big yard, a bunch of trees. But it's just the grass, like a beautiful yard is the grass. Do we want to adjust this to be more of a focus on one specific tree or group of trees or tree focused? Because
and
rather than
just
the landscape,
I think,
we want the tree.
Yeah. Kind of where my mind's at is.
We can change it to just tree.
I mean, because we want beautiful yards, but since our focus is trees.
Yeah, how do we say it? I think
or
I want to.
Trees and park strips, because that's been a big part of our conversation.
Oh, yeah, like
beautiful park strip.
Yeah, that would help motivate some people.
Strips.
Brings attention to it without throwing it in your face.
That could be something to be tabled for later.
Having all those pictures of beautiful park strips would be nice for a good reference for people who are trying to figure out what to do.
That's true. Yeah, for some reason I don't want to just say beautiful tree or trees. I wish is there some way to say like
trees in the park strip.
Sarah gets exactly what she wants right before she's like, I did it.
Take a picture now.
Is there? Because I agree. I don't want to just say beautiful yard. You're right. As soon as we pass it on, they're just gonna be like, check out that
look at the lawn
grass.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's where my mind goes.
I think even the word landscape helps over yard.
Yes.
But how do you say, like, I would love to say, like, beautiful canopy, but I don't actually care about the canopy, right? Some of these are going to be pyramid-shaped trees. So do we just say, like, you have a beautiful tree?
Yeah, I think it's fine to
keep it that simple.
Really?
I do think it's fine.
Okay.
If we give them more options, then they might become uninterested. I don't know.
And then, when we're bored and looking for something to do, we're also going to nominate beautiful park strips.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to figure out how to inject that into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great
because
way
to promote
it.
Totally agree. It will give people ideas. What conservation is technically part of our like duties, and we've completely ignored it. And the park strip is probably the easiest place for anybody to start with their conservation efforts. And the park strips are making me scared because I feel like all my neighbors heard the idea and then they all just put in rocks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, stop. Yeah. Before
so
there's just so many rocks. So I'd love to catch that before it's moved on a lot. Okay. Print them, that didn't work out. Okay, so we'll type up something.
If they have a camera, it's a beautiful tree.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah,
she was talking about that. Her neighbor,
she
said, was talking about the tree.
It's a beautiful tree, and we should go see it.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And so we thought we'd do a
pages.
Tree board field
trip. Okay, so each of us are going to pick
tree
one yard. But totally fine if we end up with more than one. I think it'd be cool if there were 10. I mean,
not a problem.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a resident?
Yeah.
as a residential tree, or can it be at a park?
I think it should be a resident.
I think it should be. More motivation.
And then what are we going to give them? Like, should we give them something to pass along to the next person, or how does that work to keep the chain going?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Letter. Something they can take a copy of.
I don't know.
It's either that, figure out some way to make it sustainable, or we just pick X number of trees every 6 months and just do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a person is recognized for having a beautiful tree, that sort of inspires them to think about who to pass it on to. Could be part of the same conversation.
I kind of think, let's ask them to do that, and then we supplement. Either we add two or three more, or they'll fizzle and we have to supplement in order to keep the number up.
We can find beautiful trees.
Probably at least.
Right? But the thing we know about people who have nice yards is they are willing to put in work and be fastidious. And those might be the same people who are willing to find another neighbor and pass it on. But we're not asking for nice yards. We're asking for a nice tree, which might not be the same characteristic of person.
That's true.
Pay it forward.
Maybe we can include.
So I'm going to put down one action item is someone's going to type up a nice letter that includes this paragraph from the general plan and tells them, you've done it, you've exemplified this, and it asks them to pass it on when? 6 months? Does that mean someone's doing a winter yard?
The ask is to pass it on or kind of pay it forward within 6 months. Seems like a long time.
Mm-hmm. 6 months is forgettable.
Yeah.
30 days.
30 days max.
So do we just, is this a seasonal effort that we do that runs like May through September?
Yeah, I think that's actually a good idea.
The growing season.
Yeah, because when the trees get dormant and lose their leaves.
Looking beautiful.
So
especially in the spring when they're flowering, actually, you might want to go earlier than May.
So we might want to get ours out a month from now.
Yeah.
And ask them to
do one. Yeah. That's not too much to ask.
All right. So
has to be in the city of Centerville, correct?
Yes, it has to be in the city of Centerville. Okay. It has to be residential. It cannot be to your own house.
My honey.
I was going to say, it would be here, but okay.
Up in the trees.
You can put an in memoriam in front of my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, actually, I was about to make this as a joke, but it is serious. I was about to say, Sarah, you can go pick someone's park strip tree. But I am actually thinking that since this is coming from the city, we probably should say no park strip trees at all.
Right. I figured that would be frowned upon.
Yep. In fact, we really should point, like, let's try to look for trees that aren't too close to a sidewalk of any.
Right.
Either side of the sidewalk.
Was it 8 feet or 10 feet?
Like, I've got two gorgeous trees that are right on the corner where they're not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. So they won't get nominated.
So we are not going to nominate. So let's also not nominate ones that are on the corner.
Okay. What do you mean, the corner?
On the corner of a street. We have a triangle rule. We actually have two triangle rules that I didn't know about until I was on this board. Huh? One of them is when two streets meet, it's everyone thought it was 30 feet either direction, and then you make a triangle. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually 50 feet either direction, then you make a triangle.
Oh, wow.
So there's not supposed to be any trees in the corner. Now, technically, if you think about where it starts, it's way into the street. It's not the curb, so it's not as bad. But it's a big triangle on a corner.
It's such a low travel area.
Yeah. And then the other triangle is on every residence's driveway. So as you're exiting your driveway, and here's your sidewalk, there's a 12 foot, and then they meet together triangle. So if we were really going to try to set good examples, we would say don't be in the corner between your driveway and your sidewalk, and don't be in the corner between a street and a street, and don't be in a park strip.
But we can also not take a picture of where the tree is exactly. We can kind of just blur it out a little bit.
Photoshop. Okay, if we are really going to try to do this with that quickly, who is willing to help us make some kind of ribbon or whatever you want? I think it should be something that can go outside, right?
And
like
wrap
on a
tree.
Stake
tree.
Well, or wrap around the tree.
Or just something they can put in their yard, just stick in the ground.
Centerville Tree City USA tree.
I think it should go around the tree.
I like that.
There should be a yellow ribbon.
Some kind of ribbon that goes around the tree.
Well, yellow ribbon means military.
But all those colors mean something.
Yeah, all of them do, I think.
Green, we could do a rainbow, but that means
something. That means something too. Does mean something, yeah. I think you can't go wrong with green.
Yeah.
An Arbor Day green.
A green ribbon? I mean, are we doing something that's... But there's something that we've created,
I
right?
It says something.
Some designation somehow. Maybe a ribbon and a little plaque that we.
That's yours.
That.
That would be so great. Okay, I'm making a box that says S for Sarah is going to make the ribbon slash sign, like. Yeah, and you come up with something. It's, you know, my tree was chosen, right? However you want to.
Nominated, selected.
Yeah. And then we'll write up the letter. Okay. Before July, we have other to-dos, but right now we're just talking about the, hang on. But right now, hang on, we've got the list. What else do we need to do with this? Are we doing two things? Are they getting a ribbon on the tree and a sign at the foot of the tree staked into the yard? Is the all the words getting on the ribbon?
If you just have a ribbon on the tree, people around aren't going to know what that means. I think you have to have something that says.
Yeah, unless you're fitting all those words on the tree. Yeah, but the tree could be in the backyard. So we probably do need to have something that can be staked in the ground in the front yard. Just in case their tree isn't even visible.
Come around
just
back.
Yeah,
because
what if the tree's behind there? Yeah. So I think you can put something that says.
Just those plastic corrugated yard signs.
Award nomination.
Are you, but at this point, you're kind of taking both of those. Do you want us to split those up, or are you okay to do both?
No, we'll keep it together, then it'll be the same.
Okay, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Okay, Sarah is doing a sign. We are all picking a tree.
By when?
To have at our next meeting. Is that?
April.
Okay. I'm okay with that. By the April meeting.
And we'll have 1, 2, 3, 4. How many should I prepare?
At least one for each of us. You know, it'd be smart to just, should we just order in advance? All,
yeah.
Like, order 30 of them? Mm-hmm. And
30?
When it comes to printing, it's cheaper just to
So
five the same as 30 probably.
Where's the Davis district school district print shop now? Didn't it move?
I have a friend who's working with them right now. I'll find out, but I know they're closed for spring break.
Okay.
So let's just give Sarah a number real quick. If we were to, let's say we get five of us right now, and let's say they actually all do pass them along, or we supplement, so it's another five. Are we really saying telling people 30 days? Like, are we going to give these
out? I say 60.
60 days? So we'll maybe get
before July.
Not just before July, but let's just get them for the whole season.
Okay.
So in that case, are we going to do, let me just look at my calendar.
I mean, we can choose how many we want to do each month.
Yep.
We don't have to do all five every month if we don't want to.
That's true. But I would rather start, with 10. I just don't want to commit at that level right now. I'd rather start at 10 and let it peter down to 6. Than to start with 3 and because I'd rather make it more impact up front if we can. So if our meeting, which is April 15th, if we then went and handed them out in the next week, we could get them out by Arbor Day, for example, which would be real cool.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, and then if we gave them 60 days, we're on the second, we're heading into the last week of April. And so the last week of June will be our second batch. And the last week of August would be our third batch. And then we're not going to go into October. So we would get three batches this summer. Everybody gets up to 60 days. I guess some people could hand it out soon. Yeah, that'd be three. No, that would be three batches. And if we did, I still think you should get 30. Because either way, I was going to say, and let's get the first one for next year. So that we're not.
Okay.
So yeah. She'll get 30.
There is a stipulation that I can't spend money and get reimbursed. I think Michael technically has
Tyler.
To do that.
Michael has to be our money spender.
So I can like put in the
so
order.
So she can put in the order, and then he's either going to have to go pick it up or at least order it online or something.
Yeah, I'll talk to him and see how that works.
Yeah.
At least he can pay for it somehow.
Yeah.
I can pick it up if the.
Well, that's really nice of you. You're taking on a big
that's
thing with this, so
that's
even
fine.
If you want someone else to go pick
I
it up
like
in this group, somebody else can
we're
do it.
Glad
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I have two pages, or actually I have a selection of four
yeah.
in two different sections.
Keith's been looking through the general plan while we were
so
sitting here.
So, chapter 8 is conservation. There's an introduction that it might fit well in, and an implementation section where I would suggest we have our own little subheading called Urban Forest with a paragraph or even both the paragraphs in that section. And then in Chapter 2, Land Use, there is either an introduction or page 20 has future land use, and we might want to put what we're asking the developers to consult our urban tree guidelines.
Yeah.
Under
okay, say everything again one more time. Chapter 8 was
chapter
conservation.
Chapter 8 conservation in the introduction
okay.
or and or implementation section, where in the implementation section they have little subsections.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest we have our own little subsection that says urban forest with one or both of the paragraphs there, maybe one preferably. And that's on page 69. The other area is Chapter 2, Land Use, and there's a little introduction,
mm-hmm.
but page 20, Future Land Use, I think, is where we put the guidance for the developers.
Okay, perfect. Okay. That sounds great.
Thank you.
Yeah. How did you do that so quickly?
I'm used to
scrolling through it.
Speed reading.
I agree. Okay, I'm going to work on that. Barbara or Keith, would one of you be willing to work on the letter for the award, the yard thing that says, you know,
yeah.
you could take this as is, it's okay if this gets wordsmithed,
yeah.
and you would take, you be going to do that?
Yeah, I'm
okay, I'm going to put Keith on that. And I'll email this to everybody, and then you grab that and say, you know, your ward exemplifies this, and thank you so much, and then have a second section that says, we'd like you to help us pass it on, and then you're going to need to give them a contact for us, and I think the smartest contact would probably be through the city, like tell them to notify Haley Turner, for example.
Right.
But I'll
yeah.
check with Haley first
yeah.
and
yeah.
find
yeah.
out if that's what we want. So I'm going to put that down for Heather, and I'm going to check with Haley Turner. But also, if we want to just have them notify me, because I'm the chair, and then whoever else is the next chair.
You should also ask for permission to photograph the tree and
right.
arrange for a time.
Yes.
True.
There you go. Good thing that's your job.
Put that up in the, you know, we would like to take a photograph, put it up in the on in the newsletter,
we
on
could
the website.
Them with the tree.
Them with
that'd
the tree.
Better.
You with the tree. And then also at our July 4th booth, wouldn't it be lovely to have 10 or 20 of these at the booth? Just here's the the trees of San Francisco. Sounds like a soap opera.
It is. Come to a board meeting.
Yes, and we take their photo, and then the photo goes in the newsletter if we can.
Yeah, people are in the picture.
And
yeah,
at least
yeah.
on our
yeah.
website.
The tree's not going to be
yeah.
But people are
it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys, for helping to flesh that out. Okay. Okay, the Urban Forestry Guide. We are out of time, but I need everybody to just, like, what would be the quickest Urban Forestry Guide we can put together to say, we have one, so that I'm not telling the city council that they can't move forward on our paragraph. It's what Brian was suggesting last time. You missed last meeting, right? Brian very cleverly suggested you can put together an urban forestry guide as time permits, but right now you have an urban forestry guide, so you're not asking the city to wait because you have a tree guide already that we've written up. We already have a tree list. We already have ordinances in place, right? We just need to kind of package them. And but one of the things I'm concerned about is like, yeah, but when we're talking west side, we better have water, log, landscape trees ready to go on their own list. I know you've normally been our USU Extension connection, but you've already got a list, a thing to do on your list. Would you be willing, Barbara, to work with USU Extensions and would you feel like you'd be able to pipe in on that too, that we could get a list of like trees that can manage wet feet, you know, that can handle wet roots?
This work is probably already done. I'm just
probably,
like,
yeah.
Like I just Googled urban forestry guide for Centerville, Utah. Yeah, and there's like resources like Utah Community's Urban Tree Inventory, Utah Community Forest Council resources. There's different things for tree selection, diversity. There's a 10-20-30 rule. I don't know what that means. No more than 10% of one species, 20% of one genus, and 30% of one family. I don't know if that's something we want to do. That seems more detailed. But, I mean, we need to utilize things that have already been done.
I agree.
That's just a design.
I agree.
That's the design.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what that was.
Do you feel like that's something you could work on or help with, or the two of you work on together?
Urban forestry guide.
Well,
what I would do is Farmington has one.
Yeah. Okay.
And just smash, start.
Yep. And then I think we need to.
I could see if I could get a list of trees that like wet roots.
Yeah.
To go in that.
Yeah, because I think we need a subsection of our tree list, and of course we would like to improve upon our tree list. But right now, temporarily, we could say it already exists, right? Like, basically, what's ready now that if somebody said, "Okay, tree board, show me this urban forestry guide," what could we put in one place and then give to Haley Turner, get it on the website, and...
Okay. Let me send you the website for Farmington's. I can send it to everybody for Farmington's.
Yes, please.
Okay.
And so it would have our tree care document that's already done. It would have a tree list, recommended tree list, which we already have. But we would put it together. Then it would have a subcategory under there of wetlands, trees. We would also want to put down, like, talk about drought-tolerant landscaping that is living as opposed to hardscapes. Anything else that you guys feel like needs to be in our... I'm working on something on my own that I will add to it, which is, I've shown you guys already,
yeah,
but where I was... All the benefits of trees. Yeah, trying to put some of those in shorter form.
Just to see that, it just opens your mind.
Yeah. So Heather's on that part. Barbara, we could switch it because you have so much experience in water conservation that you could look into drought-tolerant landscaping or drought-tolerant trees and let Brandon take the watery trees if you want. But anyway, are you two willing to work together and get us a starter?
Draft guide? Draft guide.
Do you want to just take it?
No.
Okay. Like you're not ready to say yes to any part of it, or you're okay to still say yes to the water, wet feet part?
Yeah, I'll do the water, wet feet part. That's fine. I can see myself doing that. As far as drought tolerant landscaping, I'm no expert.
Okay. I have a good start in my head, and then so I will get those written down. But I don't have any drought-tolerant tree list. Would you mind looking into that? I know that really, I mean, a lot of trees, you know, if they're native and if they can get established, then they can handle what Utah offers them. So I'm going to put Heather on drought-tolerant landscaping, and I'm going to put Brandon on drought-tolerant trees.
Okay.
And then Barbara on wetland.
Is there a certain amount of trees?
Pardon?
Is there a certain amount of trees you'd like on the list?
I would prefer less than 15 for sure. I would say somewhere between 5 and 12 would be ideal. Okay. What do you think? I think the best tree guides I've seen have very few trees on them. And then when people are ready to branch out past that, they can go get their own advice from nurseries and people who know what they're talking about. If Brandon, you have any extra energy, which I'm not assuming that you do, I would love, if you decide that you want to start looking at our tree list, our recommended tree list, I want you to know that that's something that we already were trying to whittle down, and I put a ton of effort into it, and I have those documents sitting on my desk, basically.
Sure.
Of like, nope, 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 nope. We had a huge list. We all ran them to different nurseries, had them help us whittle it down. Then I went and met with Bruce, but I haven't got his feedback yet.
Was this before I started?
Mm-hmm. And I probably just need to remind Bruce. But basically, somebody could take this shorter list and make it even shorter.
If you could give me that shorter list, I could
work on it.
Shorter.
That'd be great. Let me put that on my list or else I'm going to forget it right now.
I'd actually probably just give it to Mark Malmstrom.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Okay, let's end this thing. Training so he can. How do you spell his last name, do you think?
Malmstrom?
Uh-huh.
Malmstrom.
Okay, and he's at USU?
Yeah, I think he's
affiliated with USU. He's also on that other organization that I attended another meeting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tree Utah.
Owns an arborist company up in Cache Valley.
Okay.
Oh, you worked with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. Is there anything else on our... No, that was it.
I'm sorry. Tyler's.
No, you're working hard. I know you are.
Tyler,
is there anything else we need to know?
So Bruce,
did he respond?
He did, but he does not have
info yet.
Info yet.
Okay. Okay, so the feedback, in case anybody didn't hear that, is that Bruce doesn't yet have that date for what was going to be 1 week in advance. Okay.
I have everything on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you so much. Sorry that I was disheveled and then threw my papers on the ground.
That was a productive meeting. I think we're supposed to state our next meeting date, and somebody needs to make a motion.
You're right. April 15th, was it? Yep, April 15th. Tax Day, 8 p.m. is our next meeting.
I'll be in Texas. I'll have to call in.
Okay.
Which I can call in.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Would it be a Zoom-like thing or just
probably
phone out the middle?
I think so. I'll send this to Mark. I appreciate you guys helping put all that on one paper with. That was so awesome, Barbara, how you got their names, their phone numbers, their addresses, their emails.
My guy wrote down his email, and then I couldn't read it.
Oh, do you still have it? Like, can I see it? Because I actually am really good at that. Okay, and...
You're going to decipher it.
Do we don't have to, like, vote to adjourn, right?
Just have a motion and...
Oh, no, that's what I meant. That's actually what I meant, but okay. Okay, anybody want a motion to adjourn this meeting? You don't get to.
I make the motion to adjourn.
Sarah motions to adjourn.
I'm in favor.
We did it. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.